Today's shiur is Masechet Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, and we're going to begin on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Tamid Kainim LePesach. The Braisa mentions the order on Erev Pesach, what we did in the afternoon. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Tamid Kainim LePesach. First the Karm Tamid was brought, Pesach Kainim LeTayrus, then the Ketayrus was brought, Keteris Kedemis Lanaris, and then after the Keteris was brought, they put on the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Yuchad Dovah Shenemabai Be'erev Ubein HaRabayim. Regarding the Karm Pesach, the Torah says it should be brought in the evening and also Bein HaRabayim. The Dovah versus the Karm Tamid Shalai Nemabai Be'erev Ela Bein HaRabayim Bovad. The Karm Tamid, the Torah only uses the language Bein HaRabayim and not Be'erev. And the way the Rishonim explain is as follows. Tamid, the Torah only uses the word Bein HaRabayim. Pesach, the Torah uses both the language of Be'erev, which means night, and Bein HaRabayim. So since it has this double lashon, and one of them has the word Erev, so means night, and the Karm Pesach is only brought after the Karm Tamid. So the Mishnah Melech says, based on this, that what about the Karban Chagiga? We know that on Erev Pesach they had to bring the Karban Chagiga. So when is the Karban Chagiga brought? Before the Karban Tamid or after the Karban Tamid? Says the Mishnah Melech, since by the Karban Chagiga the Torah uses the word Be'erev, but it doesn't use the word Bein HaRabayim, and we're saying now that why is the Pesach brought later? Because it has both of these things, that it says Be'erev and Bein HaRabayim. So the Karban Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid, but the Karban Chagiga is brought before the Karban Tamid. Ask Tosfos, why do I need this limud to teach us the Karban Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid? We have a rule, Tadav Sheena Tadar, Tadar Kaidim. Whatever is brought more commonly comes first. Karban Tamid is brought every day. Karban Pesach is brought once a year. So it should be obvious. So Tosfos says a simple teretz. Tosfos says, you're right. If we would follow the concept of Tadav Sheena Tadar, Karban Pesach should come second. But since, as we learned yesterday, and we'll spend time on it today in Mitzvah Shem again, that the Torah specifically taught us that the Karban Tamid is always the last Karban, so I would say that that should supersede the rule of Tadav Sheena Tadar Tadar Kaidim. That's why I have to have a special limud to teach us, no, the Karban Pesach comes afterwards. That's one teretz that I saw. Another teretz that I saw is that the Karban Tamid, of course, has to come before the Karban Pesach. Tadav Sheena Tadar Tadar Kaidim. But I would think we could have the best of both worlds. Bring the Karban Tamid, but don't burn it. Then bring the Karban Pesach, finish off all of the Karban Pesach, and then bring the Karban Tamid, finish it off. So you have the best of both worlds. You bring the Karban Tamid before the Karban Pesach, and you also bring it afterwards. That's why the Pasuk teaches us, no, finish all of the Karban Tamid, and then only afterwards bring the Karban Pesach. And in fact, there's a question. We know that every carbon, besides the actual carbon, you had to bring along with it nesachim, wine. And the question is, the carbon Talmud was saying now in Erev Pesach comes before the Karban Pesach. What about the nesachim? When do they come? Do they come before the Karban Pesach or after the Karban Pesach? So the Pnei Yeshua says, it makes sense to say that just like we're saying that the carbon is brought before the Karban Pesach and the burning is before the Karban Pesach, so too the nesachim are before the Karban Pesach. The Michas Chinuch gives two different answers to Tosfos' question. They're both in the same line of reasoning. Very nice answers. He says, as we learned in the previous year, there's a time when the Karban Tamid is brought. What happens if there's no Karban Tamid? The Pais can discuss that you could have a situation where there's no Karban Tamid, but there's still Karban Pesach. So let's say the Karban Tamid, as we learned yesterday, on a normal era Pesach, is brought 7.5 hours into the day. But this year I'm not bringing a Karban Tamid, I am bringing a Karban Pesach. So what time do I bring the Karban Pesach? Maybe I could bring it earlier. I'm not bringing a Karban Tamid anyway. It teaches us the Braisa, you always have to bring it at the later time, even if there is no Karban Tamid. Or, he says, another approach. He says, the Karban Tamid we learned yesterday should be brought at 7.5 hours in the day, and the Karban Pesach should be brought at 8.5 hours in the day. What happened if the Karban Talmud got delayed? And instead of bringing it 7.5 hours in the day, you got delayed and you brought in 8.5 hours a day. Perhaps then, you should bring the Karban Pesach first. Teaches us the Gemara, no. The Karban Pesach is always after the Karban Talmud. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if we're taking this approach, K'tayrus v'neiris namin nigdemul Pesach, then we should bring the K'tayrus and burn the light of the menorah before the Karban Pesach. Why? Regarding the Karban Pesach, the Torah uses the word be'erev. It uses the word ben abayim. The dovish nevim ba'en abayim levad. By menorah, it only says ben abayim. And like Tosfos says, even though the Torah does use, as we'll see in a moment, the words me'erev ad boiker regarding menorahs, what are you telling me doesn't say erev by menorah? Answers Tosfos, that Erev, as we're going to see, comes to teach us about how much oil you have to use, so cannot come to teach us when the menorah should be lit. Sani Hocham, so why is the menorah after Karban Pesach? The Torah teaches us that it should come afterwards. The Tanya, Me'erev Ad Boiker, so the first thing is, Tehle Medesoy, put in enough oil in the menorah, Shitelekes Me'erev Ad Boiker, that it should be on all night. So Rashi says that this is somewhat difficult because the different nights of the year are different length. In the winter, the nights are shorter. In the summer, the nights are longer. So from Rashi, it seems, you always put in the same amount, and sometimes you have leftover, and sometimes you don't. Tosfos says they made different size wicks. In the winter, they made thicker wicks, absorb more oil. In the summer, they made thinner wicks. Tehle medasa shtei delekes me'erev ad boiker. Dava acher, ein lecha avoida, Shikshar Me'ervat Boykin, like Rishon explained, the Stava Ach is not disagreeing, it's just continuing. There is no avoider that's cut to be maybe done at night, El Zubavad. Only the menorah. My Tama, Omakra, Yarch Oysai Arav Abonov, Me'erev Ad Boykin. Oysai Me'erev Ad Boykin, the menorah is done at night, Veinlich Dava Ach Me'erev Ad Boykin. And not anything else, meaning even the Karban Pesach. The iskish, and then we compare in the pasuk k'tayrus l'neiris. So just like the neiris are done after the Karban Pesach, so to the k'tayrus. So the pasuk say, based on the gemara we just learned, a very relevant halach l'maisa for erev Shabbos Chanukah. Here it says that the Karban Tamid always comes before the menorah. So if we light the menorah on erev Shabbos Chanukah to commemorate the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, we should daven mincha first, because the tamid is before the menorah, and that's the basis for that minig, that people, even if they normally don't daven mincha early on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, they daven mincha before putting on the menorah, because of this gemara. But that is an interesting shaila. The gemara says here that the k'tayrus comes after the tamid. We're going to see it's a question if it comes before the Pesach, after the Pesach, before menorah, after menorah, but it certainly comes after the tamid. There are a lot of people, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that say kabonis before they daven mincha. Part of the kabonis that they say is they say the parashas haketayrus. But how do they say parashas haketayrus before Shemoneh Esrei? Keteyrus comes after mincha. Tefilas mincha is in commemoration of Talmud Shebein Abayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that since people sometimes daven mincha late, and you're not supposed to say Parshas K'tayrus at night. So that's how it came out that people started saying K'tayrus before Shemoneh Esrei. It's somewhat difficult, because if you're makban not to daven mincha late, or if you're davening mincha early, then you should have to say K'tayrus after davening mincha. The Gra says something interesting. The Gra says that mincha that we daven is not to commemorate the Tamid Shebein Abayim, it's to commemorate the Parshas HaK'tayrus. So it's very interesting what we do. We say Kabonis. First we say the Tamid, which came first, and then we say K'tayrus and the Shemoneh Esrei, which is the right order, because that commemorates the K'tayrus that comes after the Kenegat Tamidim. He means the Tamidim that they burn K'tayrus every day. V'tanya, there's another Braisky cushion that says the orders like we just said. Tamid Kodem K'tayrus. The Tamid comes before the K'tayrus. K'tayrus Kodemus L'Neris, and the K'tayrus comes before the Neris. For Neiros Kodem Shel Pesach, and then comes the Karban Pesach. Why should the Karban Pesach come last? Since, as we said on top of Amid, regarding the Karban Pesach, the Torah uses both the words Erev and Bein Abayim. The Dovah Shalim Nemo Ba'el Bein Abayim Bavad, all these other things that only says Bein Abayim. Ask the Gemara, Vaksiv Oysoi. We said that the Pasuk says Oysoi regarding the Menorah, that it should be last. Answers the Gemara, Hay Oysoi Mibayle Lemuta Avoidish Bifnim. That's come to tell us from all the Avoidis that are done inside the Beis HaMikdash, the last Avoida is the Menorah. What does that mean? Omai Niu Ketairis. That the Ketairis precedes lighting the Menorah. I might have thought, when you put on the menorah, then you should have Torahs. So, Ema, I would think that what does the Torah mean? Ema, I would say, Nadlik Neris Bereisha, first put on the menorah, the Hodenak the Torahs, and only afterwards put on the Torahs. Midrachmana Oisai. That's what the Torah teaches us. No. First the Torahs, and then the menorah. So what does this pasuk mean? El bein habayim yak diren alomali. What does this pasuk teach us? Says the Gemara, hachikama rachmana. This is what the Torah is teaching us. Be idon the medlekes neiris. When you come to put on the menorah, te mekteris ketiris. The ketiris should already be burning because they should come before the menorah. So Rashi here and most Rishonim say that the way it worked was they did the tamid. That's obvious. Then they did the ketiris. And then when they finished the Ketairis, they did the Menorah. But the Rashba learns that the way it went was first they did two of the candles, then they did the Ketairis, and then they finished the Menorah. Tana Rabbanim. So we learned in the Braisa. Ein l'cha dava shekalim l'tamid shel shachar. Nothing preceded the tamid shel shachar el Ketairis bovad. Only the burning of the Ketairis. Shnema ba, baboika baboika. The Ketairis said baboika baboika. V'yugdim k'tayrus. That's why k'tayrus comes first. Davash nitzakash v'yugdim k'tayrus. Davash shenemba b'boiker b'boiker. Why don't we say k'tayrus come first? The k'siv hikta lava iron k'tayrus sam b'boiker b'boiker. No, it's not a kasha. I'm sorry, I learned right. Ein lecha davash k'kaydim l'tamid shel shachar. There's nothing that comes before the tamid shel shachar. El k'tayrus b'vad shenemba b'boiker b'boiker. Therefore, v'yugdim k'tayrus. The k'tayrus comes first. Since regarding the Torah uses the word babayka twice. The ksiv hikdal of iron v'ktar saman babayka babayka. Ledover shleinema el baika echad. Regarding the common tamid, which the Torah only uses the word baika first. So since by k'tayrus the Torah uses the baika twice, and by tamid it only uses it once, that's why the k'tayrus comes first. But the Rishonim do explain that even though the k'tayrus comes first, there are really two aspects to the Ketairis. One aspect to the Ketairis is preparing it on the Mizbeach Hazov inside the Beis HaMikdash, and the second aspect is to burn it outside on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So yes, the preparation of in the Mizbeach Hazov inside went before the Karban Tamid, as we just learned. But the burning went after the burning of the Karban Tamid. So what happened was they prepared the Ketairis on the Mizbeach Hazov, Mizbeach HaPnimi, then they did the Karban Tamid, and then they burned the Ketairis. Continues the Braisa. V'ein lecha dava shemisakiv achat tamid sheben abayim. Nothing is brought after the Karban Tamid sheben abayim, as we learned yesterday. Olea hashleim kol abonas kulam. The last thing that should be done is the Karban Tamid. Ela Ketairis v'neiris. Only the Ketairis and Neiris, so we just finished explaining, and the Pesach on Erev Pesach. And now the Gemara gives another example. But we need to say an introduction. If somebody becomes Tamei, he has to go through a process of Tahara. When he comes to the last day, he has to go to the Mikvah. When he goes to the Mikvah, he's not yet 100% Tahar. He becomes what's called a Tful Yoim, somebody that went to the Mikvah today. He's tahor for chulin, for most items, but he can't eat truma until he has Harav Shemesh, until the day ends. Some people who are tamei, a zov, a metzaira, a yoledes, besides requiring mikvah and Harav Shemesh, also have to bring a carbon. until they bring the carbon, they're mechusa kapurim. That's what they're called. Terminology we're going to work with a lot today. A mechusa kapurim cannot eat kachim until he brings his carbon that he has to bring. Chatos, Oshem, we'll talk about various kabanas mechusa kapurim brought. So now let's talk about the following person. It's Erev Pesach. He's a mechusa kapurim. He brought the carbon Pesach, but he can't eat it because he didn't bring his carbon for his kapara, and he's not allowed to eat kachim until he brings that carbon. And it's already after the carbon tumah was brought. So not a, and we learned 2 days already that you can't bring any carbon after carbon tumah shaben rabayim. So what does this person do? Teaches us the brisa a mechusa kapurim erev haPesach. A person who brought the carbon Pesach and now recognizes as a mechusa kapurim. He can't eat the carbon Pesach. He could bring his carbon, even though it's after the carbon tamid shaben abayim. What will he do? He'll bring his carbon, toivel shaynis, eat, not go to the mikveh, because the Gemara Masechta Chagiga teaches us that even though he already went to the mikveh yesterday, every mechusa kapurim, after he brings his carbon, has to go to the mikveh again. The purpose, it's midrabanan. The purpose is to, so to speak, show that until now I was a mechusa kapurim and I was not allowed to eat kachim. Go to the mikveh and then oichlus pischel erev. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yochanan Breuker goes one step further. Oimer, he says like this: after mechusa kapurim b'shayi ma'aseh shana. Let's say somebody today is a mechusa kapurim. It's Thursday, and he brought a carbon today in the morning. Carbon shlomim, and then he recognizes, I am a mechusa kapurim, so I can't eat this carbon. And it's already, when he recognizes this, it's already after the tamid shaben abayim was brought. So we have a dilemma here. One hand, he can't eat his carbon. On the other hand, it's already after the carbon tamid shaben abayim, and we've been learning you can't bring any carbon after tamid shaben abayim. Teaches us Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yochanan Breuker that a mechusa kapurim af b'shah yemais hashana shetoyvel, he could bring the carbon, his carbon, even though it's after tamid shaben abayim voichel b'kachim, and he'll be able to eat the kachim l'erev. Now all the Rishonim discuss, why does he have to wait for the evening? He should just bring his carbon, go to the mikveh, and be able to eat. So the Meiri says that l'erev, the Gemara uses the word l'erev because by carbon Pesach we just spoke about a carbon Pesach, and a carbon Pesach is only eaten at night. So Gemara wanted to stay consistent and use the same language. Other Rishonim say that l'erev doesn't mean at night. L'erev means after he goes to the mikveh, means later, not at night. But there's another pshat that I saw. We're saying now that this person incorrectly brought a carbon shlomim this morning, even though he hadn't brought his carbon for kapara. Right? And now he realizes and he's going to bring his carbon. So is this the first day of his carbon shlomim or the second day of his carbon shlomim? It's machloikus rishonim. The Ravid says that even though he brought the carbon shlomim today, so let's think about it. Let's leave it and he could eat it tomorrow because the carbon shlomim could be eaten for 2 days and a night. So why do we have to make exceptions to the rule? Wait till tomorrow and then eat it. And I don't need any exceptions. Says the Gemara, you don't have to wait for tomorrow. You can eat it tonight. L'erev. Eat it tonight. Other Rishonim learn just the opposite. The Bryce is talking here about a case where he only has tonight to finish the carbon. That's why I'm making an exception to the rule. But were he able to eat the carbon tomorrow, then there's no need to make exceptions to the rule. So now the Gemara begins to analyze this Bryce. Bishlam l'tanakama. That the Tanakhama said that he brought the Karim Pesach in the morning, then realized that he is a mechusa kapurim. We're allowing him to break the rule. We're allowing him to break the rule of bringing a carbon after Tamid Shaben Abayim. You know why? Because Yovah Esa the Pesach, let the mitzvah say a Pesach, which is a very serious mitzvah say, because there's a chayiv karis, sheyesh b'karis. If somebody doesn't need a carbon Pesach, he's chayiv karis. V'yitche esay da shloma. And it should supersede the essay that you're not allowed to bring any carbon after Tamid Shaben Abayim. Shame by Karis, because it's not such a serious essay. Ask Taisus that this concept that we have in Shas many times of essay Dachalos essay, that one mitzvah is stronger than the other, is only when both mitzvahs are in front of you. But here, the Karma Pesach was brought in the morning. The essay of this, of Lehashlem Kalabonis Kulam, is in the afternoon. So it's not the same time. How do we say essay Dachalos essay? So says the Taisus two answers. One answer Taisus says is that the Karban Pesach is really not effective when he brought it in the morning, because he wouldn't be able to eat it. He's a Mechusel Kippurim. So halachically, when is it like I'm bringing the Karban Pesach? In the afternoon, I bring the other carbon. So both are coming at the exact same time. Even though physically you brought it in the morning, but halachically it's only in the afternoon. Another Teretz Taisus says, is when is there a rule of essay doichalaisa say that they have to be at the same time, is when it's an essay and a loisa say. Here we're not dealing with an essay and a loisa say, here we're dealing with two essays. And what is the concept that the Gemara is introducing? That one essay is so much more than the other essay. Then it doesn't have to be at the same time. Even if one essay is earlier and the other one is later, we follow the more important essay. So that's the understanding on Erev Pesach. El Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan Breika, that says that every day, if you brought a carbon in the morning, and now you realize in the afternoon that you're Mechusel Kippurim and you can't eat it, so why is the essay of eating a carbon that you brought in the morning stronger than the essay of not Alashlam Kalabanas Kulam, not bringing any carbon after Karmat Tamid? My Oma, the high essay, my high essay. So what are we saying is the essay? The essay of eating a carbon. Because it's a mitzvah to eat a carbon that you brought. Ask the Ramban, that's good according to Rashi, and according to Ramban, that's a mitzvah to eat the carbon. But the Rambam holds that there is no mitzvah to eat a carbon. So how is he going to explain this Gemara? So the Chofetz Chaim explains that according to the Rambam, although there may not be a mitzvah to eat the carbon, there is a mitzvah to become tahor, to finish off whatever you have to do to reach your tahara. And what does that involve? Bringing your carbon. That's the mitzvah that the Gemara is referring to. But now Taisus in Masechta Shabbos asks another question. Taisus in Masechta Shabbos says, fine, I have a mitzvah to eat the carbon according to Rashi, according to Rambam I have a mitzvah to become tor, which we're saying supersedes the mitzvah of Allah Hashem Kalbanus Kulam. But I can't bring a carbon myself, I need a kohen. And we have a rule throughout Shas, Ein Orim L'Odim Chatei B'Shvil Shiyizkei Chaveira. I don't tell somebody else to do an Aveira because I need it. So why should the Kohen do an Aveira or bring a carbon after the Tamid Shebein HaBayim? Because I have a problem. So Taisus Taka right away says in Masechta Shabbos that if I did this purposely b'mezid, the Kohen shouldn't do it. But the question is, even if I'm b'shoyig, why should the Kohen do an Aveira? Because I made a mistake. He doesn't have the concept of one essay versus another essay. He has no essay. So the Rishonim give two answers. One answer is when a Kohen brings a carbon on my behalf, it's not that he's doing his own mitzvah. He's an extension of me. Just I can't do it because I'm a Yisrael, he's my shliach. Or, another teretz given by the Rishonim, is that the Kohen gets a portion of the carbon. So he's going to have a mitzvah essay to eat that carbon. Says the Shagas Aryeh, that there's a Rambam that says that when faced with two essays that are of equal stature, the one is an essay of kumvasei, where you have to do something, and one is an essay of just sheva taisa, so the essay of kumvasei is always stronger. Says the Shagas Aryeh, proof from this Gemara, not like that. Because why did the Gemara just answer that the essay of bringing the carbon is an essay of kumvasei, doing something? The essay of Halah Hashem Kalabonis Kulam is just sitting back and not doing anything. So Shagas Aryeh says it's a raya that the Rambam is not right. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that there's a misunderstanding of what Halah Hashem Kalabonis Kulam. He says that the Shagas Aryeh's understanding, Halah Hashem Kalabonis Kulam means you're not allowed to do anything after Tamid Shebein Abayim. He says that's not what it means. What it means is the Torah says go bring all the kabbonis before the Tamid Shebein HaBayim. So they're both kumvaseis. One is a kumvasei, bring your kabbonis that you mechoyev to, and one is a kumvasei, bring everything before the Tamid Shebein HaBayim. So now the question is, why? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chisda, Hacha b'chatas ha'if eskinen. We're talking about a chatas ha'if where there's nothing burnt. So since nothing's burnt, there's no problem of bringing it after Tamat Sheben Abayim. She'en l'mizbeach al'adamah, we only spritz the mizbeach blood, we don't burn anything. Papa Amam, no. I feel tam b'chatas behema, where something is burnt. What should you do? So he says, Mala melina b'roish l'mizbeach, you take this carbon that you brought after the Tamat Sheben Abayim, put it on the mizbeach. And the halach is like this. Although a carbon that's left overnight normally is called lina, becomes disqualified, if it's put on top of the mizbeach, it doesn't get disqualified. So what I'll do is, I'll bring the carbon in the afternoon, put it on top of the mizbeach, not touch it, and then tomorrow, it doesn't become disqualified because it's, so to speak, in the safe place, and then tomorrow they'll burn it. No. The Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach protects it. The Mizbeach protects it. Says the Gemara, that's okay. Vika Asham. But a Mitzayra, who's one of the Mechusu Kippurim, has to bring a Karban Asham. So Bishlam Rapapa, according to Rapapa, he'll give you the same advice on the Asham as he gave on the Chattas. Hain the Malonlo. You'll put it on the Mizbeach, and it's protected there, and you'll do it to avoid it the next day. Eller of Chizda, who obviously doesn't agree with Rav Papa's approach of putting something on top of the Mizbeach to protect it. Michael Meimer, Amri Shekar V'Shamay. We're talking a case that the Ashim was already brought, so that's not a concern. He brought the Ashim before the Tamid Sheben Abayim. Ask the Ravika Oila, but what about the Oila? And even, like Rashi explains, if he brought an Oila Sa'if, because a poor Mitzayra brings an Oila Sa'if, but the oil saif has to be burnt. So how, what are you going to talk about the oil? V'chitayma oil loy ma'akva. You're telling me that the oil, even if he didn't bring it, the mitzayir will still have a kapara. And like Rashi explains, the asham we know is crucial because we know it's put on the mitzayir's fingers. The chattis we know is crucial because it's crucial regarding other mechusu kaparim. But maybe I'll say oil is not crucial. That's not true. Because Vatanya Bishma Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Barak Omer, Kishem Shechatosev Hashem Makunosoi, just like a Mitzoyer until he brings the Chatas and Oshem, he's not considered purified. Kach Oilosoi, Makavasoi. So that you can't say that he'll bring the oil another time. So Gemara attempts a different answer. Vichitem Bishakar Velosoi, I say that he already brought the carbon oil, like I said that he already brought the carbon Oshem. Umikarv Alosoi Kodim Chatosoi, Rishin, is that true? Can you bring the oil before the chattis? But Tanya, there's a carbon called the carbon oil of a yoyrid that depends on certain averus, depends on your financial status, what you have to bring, an animal or two birds or a carbon mincha. So if a person is in the middle, he brings two birds by carbon oil of a yoyrid. One is a chattis and one is an oil. And the pasuk says, the hikr v'ashel chattis rishoina, that you bring the chattis before the oil. Now the question is, matam aloimer. What is the pasuk teaching us? If the lam should take kedemus loyla, if the pasuk is telling me that the chattis come before oila by the carbon oil of a yoyrid, I don't need that pasuk. Harek fanem, there's another pasuk that says vasasheni yasa oila kamishpat, that the second one is the oila. If the second one is the oila, obviously the first one is the chattis. What is the pasuk of hikavesh lachattis rishoyna teaches us? Zebnei of it teaches us lechol chattis sheiktamis lechol oilus abayis imam, that whenever you have to bring a chattis and oila, bring the chattis first. The kaimlon, even in a situation of a chattis oif, kedems loyal spahema. So you can't say that you didn't bring the oil and you don't have to, because we proved that the oil is crucial. You can't say that you already brought the oil before the chattis, because the chattis comes first. Amar Rava, says Rava Shani oilus mitzayra, the Rachmana Amar, the Torah teaches us, vehela koines oila, shehela kfar. That b'di'evid, Tosfos tells us, even though normally the chattis comes before the oila, here, if you brought the oil before the chattis, it's acceptable. But like Tosfos says, certainly the right thing to do is to bring the chattis and then the oil. But if you brought the oil before the chattis, it's acceptable, and that's what happened here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, back to something we spoke about earlier in the shir, that's why the people who say kabanos in the morning say the carbon chattis before the carbon oil. Because the Gemara says the chattis always comes before the oil. But the Magen Avraham says, maybe not. He says, because an oila, you could always bring. You could bring an oila stadova, you could donate an oila. A chattis you could only bring if you knew that you did an aveira. So he says, maybe you should say the oil before the chattis, because the oil you certainly could bring. A chattis, maybe you didn't do any avera that you have to bring a korban chattis. But we, Amenig, I think both Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz, is like the Mishnah Brura, that we say chattis before the oil. Amalei of Shimon bar Abba l'Rapapa. L'didoch, what did you say? That you brought this, you brought your korban in the morning, and now you have a problem, like Rashi explained the Gemara, you can't eat it because you're mechusa kaporim. So Rav Papa told us, bring the carbon, but you can't bring it after Tamid Shem Ben Abayim, you can't burn it. So put it on the Mizbeach, so to speak, and it'll be protected, and tomorrow you'll eat it. Lididach, the Amrit, Mala Malina Barosh Shem Mizbeach, put it on top of the Mizbeach. So let's understand. What do we have on top of the Mizbeach? Most of the Kabonis, most of the Amrin that are on the Mizbeach at night, are things that have to get burnt up. And now we have this one carbon that has to be left on the side. Ask the Gemara. Kaimin vavdiin milsul kahanim. We're setting up the kahana for problems. Dosbal the kahana, they could come make a mistake. The savri, they're going to think that this carbon that's on top of the mizbeach, the yoimehu, is something that was brought today and should be burned tonight. Vosul k'ture, and they'll burn it together with everything else. But we know that this should just be left on the side for tomorrow. Amalei, we don't have this concern. Why? Kahanim's reason, hey. Kahanim, Rashi says, not here, other places in Shas, are B'nai Torah. And they know to watch what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, V'amalei Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Nosson l'Rav Papa, V'kamadolei Miskatri Emirin, there's another halacha. What are we saying according to Rav Papa? Let's review again. We take this carbon that we're bringing in the afternoon, but since we're not allowed to burn it because it was brought after the Tamid Shem Ben Abayim, leave it on top of the Mizbeach separate. Ask the Gemara, but if you can't burn it, Kahanim lo matzu achli basar. The Kahanim can't eat a portion from a carbon that wasn't yet burnt. The Tanya, Yochu ye Kahanim rishoyim b'chazu v'shoik, that the Kahanim should be allowed to eat their portion. Koidim haktaras emrin, before Amram were burnt, Tamalayim v'hikter ha-koyin is a-chel of ha-mizbecha. First the koyin has to burn, and there's a machloikas of ha-achroinim, how much has to be burnt. Some say that all of the Amram have to be burnt, and some say only k'zayis of the Amram have to be burnt, and only after that, v'hodor, v'ayachazel aron lebonav. Only then the Kahanim could eat. So obviously, the Kahanim can't eat from this carbon, because I'm leaving it separate on the Mizbeach, not burning it. And if the Kahanim can't eat, the Kahanim or the Kahanim loy achli basar, as long as the Kahanim can't eat, ba'al loy miskapri. We're trying to get these people a kapara, so they should be able to eat the kachim, the carbon they brought in the morning. But they don't have a kapara until the Kahanim eat. And the Rishonim say they have to eat at least the kazais. But here they can't eat anything, because the emirim weren't burnt. And the Mefarshim explained that that's part of the kapara process. Part of the kapara process is that the kohen has to eat. The Tanya, others explain, the Migdash David explains, interesting, that really the kapara is done by the Zrika, as we have throughout Shas. But the Zrika is not considered an effective Zrika until the kohanim eat. The Tanya, v'ochloi som ashekupa behem, melamed, shekohanim oichlim, first the kohanim eat, or balam eskaprim. So, if so, this whole thing isn't working, Rav Papa's Eitzah. What's his Eitzah? Put on the Mizbeach, leave it there, and the Kahanim will burn it tomorrow and eat tomorrow, and I'll already have a Kapara today. It's not true. I can't have a Kapara until the Kahanim eat tomorrow. Amrilei, so they responded, Kivin Delay Efshar, in a situation where the Kahanim can't eat, such as this situation, Osam Kamisha Novdu Nitmo Avdu. It has the same status as if the emirin became tame or lost. The Tanya, as a brisa taught us, Yochel nitmu emirin. I would think if the emirin became tame, ishavdu, lo yeza kahanim zakoyim b'chaz v'shoik, the kahanim should not be allowed to eat the chaz v'shoik, because as we just learned, until they're burnt, they're not allowed to eat. Tamalayim v'hoya chazuk l'aron l'bonav mikol mokan. So in this situation too, since we can't burn it, because we have a problem, because it was brought after the Tamid Shem Ben Abayim, the Kahanim will be allowed to eat, and once the Kahanim eat, we have a Kapara. We're no longer Mechusa Kapurim, and I can eat the carbon that I brought in the morning. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Rami. Rav Kahana asked the following question. Ksiv layelav chaylin chagi ad boiker. The pasuk says that you're not allowed to leave over the carbon until the morning. Ad boiker hud layolin. That means until the morning, by the morning it has to be burnt up. Hakal alayla kula yolin. As we said earlier, any carbon that I brought today could be burnt all night. Ksiv, yet it says another pasuk, as we've been discussing at length, Victor Allah Chava Shlomim. Allah Hashem called Kabbanas Kulam. After the carbon tamid, nothing could be done. So how could a carbon that was brought today be burned tonight? It's after the tamid Shabbat Abayim. Answers the Gemara. Who Maisullah? He's the one that asked the question. Fumafarakla, he answered. Kshin Taisu. Which means like this. Yes, the carbon was brought before the tamid Shabbat Abayim. The actual akrova. But the burning of the carbon was not. When is there a halacha, says the Gemara, that you can't bring a carbon after the Tamid Shabbat Abayim if you didn't start with it? If you didn't start with it, Allah Hashlem Kalbanas Kulam, after Tamid Shabbat Abayim you can't start. But here I already did start. I already was makrivit before the Tamid Shabbat Abayim. Then the completion, the burning, yeah, then the completion could be at night. Another question. Ramalei Rasafra L'Rav. Ksiv, it says in a pasuk, La'yolon la'boika zevach chaga pesach. That by the morning, the carbon pesach has to be burnt up. So what does the pasuk tell us? La'boika hu de la'yolon. By tomorrow morning, carbon pesach has to be burnt up. Hakol ha'layla. All night, the carbon pesach could still be burnt. So that means, if today is Erev Pesach, I could bring the carbon pesach tonight, but the Torah is telling us I have all night to burn it. Now what's tonight? If today is Erev Pesach, tonight is Yontif. Vaksiv, asked the Gemara, there's a pasuk that says, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatoy, the only kabbonis you're allowed to burn on Shabbos, which is somewhat of a chil Shabbos, are kabbonis that are brought on Shabbos. V'aloy oyla shchol b'Shabbos, a carbon that was brought during the week may not be burnt on Shabbos. V'aloy oyla shchol b'Yontif. So here, if I brought a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, it's during the week, Erev Pesach is a weekday, I want to burn it tonight. It's Yontif. How am I allowed to burn it tonight? How could the Torah tell me burn it tonight? Amalei. So he told him. Kvar ramye nile Rav Abba Bachil Rav Avur. Rav Abba Bachil already asked this question of Rav Avur. Vishonalei, and he answered. Hocha, the pasuk speaking about a case that Abba Osir Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos Eskinen. Erev Pesach the Shabbos. The Chelve Shabbos Kraven B'Yontif. A carbon that was brought on the weekday may not be burnt on Shabbos or Yontif. But what about a carbon that was brought on Shabbos? That may be burnt on Shabbos or on Yontif. So let's understand this case. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So and Matzoi Shabbos is Yontif. So here we have a situation that's a carbon of Shabbos. A carbon of Shabbos, I'm allowed to burn on Yontif. Amalei, so he asks him a question. V'shum dechel v'Shabbos krem v'Yontif. He's asking a simple question. And this is where Mefarshim explained the question. Shas is full of situations where we have a Mishnah, we have a Braisa, difficult to understand, and the Gemara says that the Mishnah or the Braisa is speaking about a specific case, specific situation. That's what Shas is full of. But you can't do that with a Pasuk. To take a Pasuk and say that the Pasuk is speaking about one specific situation. To say that this Pasuk of Layolon Labaika Zevek Chag Pesach is only speaking about when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, that's not the way Pesukim are normally interpreted. So how are you doing it here? Amalei, so he said, Shafki Lekra, you have to leave it. Dudoch Gemaikra Nafshei. Yes, normally I don't do that to a Pasuk. But here the Pasuk is a difficult pasuk. We have no way of understanding the pasuk. So the pasuk itself, so to speak, is telling us this is the way to understand the pasuk, even though it's somewhat difficult to understand.